What happened at Genesis 3? Everything. Everything. You see MK Ultra, the devil played a mind game on Eve. You see Eve tried to play a mind game on Adam, but he wasn't in the deception. Eve was, nevertheless. She shall be saved through childbearing. What does that mean? She's the mother of all living. She has the cycles in her body for birthing. And every creature on earth is you're in cycles all the time. Pay your bills every 28 days, the seasons. So what else happened at Genesis 3? The horror show, sin caused Jesus to go to the cross. What else happened at Genesis 3? Fear, paranoia. What else happened at Genesis 3? Every story that's ever been written, every movie, every song, every love song, everything that's ever been written happened in Genesis 3. Even the story of the cross, because God had to sacrifice an animal for a covering, and that pointed to the lamb slain. So you see in Genesis that God made a way of escape for Adam and Eve. You see the devil. You see the fake reality. The devil dropped Adam and Eve down into fake reality, which is your flesh mind. You see the cube, which is the flesh mind. The cube is a folded up cross. You can't be free unless you go through the cross. Everything that you are going through today is nothing more than a repeat of Genesis 3. Every day. Every day. The same stuff. You go to sleep, you go to work. You go home, you take a shower, you eat, you go to sleep, you go to work, you go home. You might travel a little bit. You might see something new, but it's the same streets, same sky, same trees everywhere. You're in a repeat. You're in a Genesis 3 repeat. You go to work, you fight the battles. The gossips, the lies, the backbiting, the games, the drama. Where'd the drama come from? The devil. The world, the flesh, and the pride of life. You see that in Genesis 3. You see in the New Testament, Apostle Paul says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities, powers, rule of darkness. And your old Adam is controlled by the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. There's only three things. And you see the same three things in the New Testament, the world, the flesh, and the pride of life, as you see in Genesis 3. You are in Genesis 3 every day. And you can choose to believe the lies, or you can choose to believe the truth. Your worst battle is really not outside. Your worst battle is really not the Democrats and the Republicans. Your worst battle is not another human. Your worst battle is an internal battle. Do you believe the truth, or do you love the lie? Do you love the truth, or do you love the fake reality, the lie? The real battle is what you want to drink and what you want to eat. Do you want to eat the lie, the fake steak, the fake reality, or do you want to eat the truth? They can't make you believe a lie. They can only try to deceive you, and that's what the devil's doing through these agents, these narcissists. The devil's a narcissist. Eve became a narcissist. These narcissists want you to believe their fake reality. Disneyland happened in Genesis 3. Everything that if you read Genesis 3 slowly, verse by verse, word by word, and you unfold those words, you see the same thing happening today. And if it's happening today, it's happening tomorrow, it happened yesterday, it means it's the same battle every day. If you want to believe the lie, you're going to be all bent out of shape and upset and confused and fear, paranoia, and all that stuff. Paranoia comes from Genesis 3. If you want to believe the truth and you drink the truth, see, some people taste the truth, but they don't drink it. That's in Hebrews 6. They tasted, but they didn't drink it. They spit it out. Everything happening in Genesis 3 is happening right now in your own mind. In your own mind. It's happening right now. In your core being. You get tired. You got to eat. Those are the cycles of Genesis 3. Eve is the mother of all living. Why? She has the cycles of birthing in her body. You're going through cycles every day. Your mind is going through cycles. You're comparing. You should be comparing line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. But a lot of times you're just comparing what the world says, but you're not comparing what the script says, the scripture. And the devil's always hitting you, boom, 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 to try to destabilize you and get your ship out of whack. That's what's happening, people. If you can hear me, you've been blessed. Took me a long time to see it, and I'm passing it on, and I'm making it really simple. But most people will reject it because they want to believe the lie that the culture has taught them.